Welcome to Inside the Mind. My name is Drew Fitzgerald, here to bring you coverage of all things Charlotte 49ers. If you haven't been living under a rock for the past month, you'd know that Biff Poggi was relieved of his duties as Charlotte head coach. Poggi posted a 6-16 overall record at Charlotte. He was 3-9 in the 2023 season, and he was fired with two games left to go and a record of 3-7. Poggi provided a lot of entertainment and a lot of passion towards the players in his time as Charlotte head coach. But at the end of the day, Mike Hill and a majority of the fans felt like Poggi wasn't making enough progress and the wins were not coming fast enough. In Charlotte's 59-24 loss to USF, the Niners gave up 425 rushing yards, a USF school record, to an offense missing a lot of starters. The Niners were not only not bowl eligible for two seasons, but the losses were becoming embarrassing. Here's what Charlotte Athletic Director Mike Hill said about the change in leadership.
Obviously, extremely difficult day yesterday. These are never easy processes. They're never easy to execute, you know, because you know you're impacting real people, coaches, staff members, their families, and our players. Really, really difficult to deliver that kind of news to them. This is a tough business. Biff and I talked about that. It really is a tough business, you know. And unfortunately, you know, we just were not making the progress that I felt that we needed to make at this point and felt we needed to make a change. And that's why we made the decision that we did. I believe that this institution, this program, deserves a championship level, bowl contending program. On a regular basis, I know we have a ton of work to do there. This is still a 12-year-old program, but at some point we got to start performing the way our fans want us to, and I agree with them.
This sequence of events resulted in associate head coach and tight ends coach Tim Brewster being named as the interim head coach of Charlotte football. The Niners finished this season strong, notching a 39-27 win over Florida Atlantic, who had just fired their head coach, Tom Herman. The team surprisingly had no penalties, something that the team had struggled with under Biff Poggi the entire season and last season. The Niners then returned to Jerry Richardson Stadium for Senior Day on Thanksgiving weekend and beat the UAB Blazers 29-27 after two last-second game-winning field goal tries were missed by the Blazers kicker Jonah DeLonga. Ironically, he's one of the most accurate kickers in the AAC before this game. The Niners finished 5-7 overall, 4-4 in conference play, 8 out of 14th in the American Conference, and Brewster finished 2-0 as Charlotte's interim coach. Here's what Tim Brewster said about the final moments of the game.
You know, to be honest with you, I've never been in a situation like that before, and I've been coaching a long time, you know, and never, you know, two chip shot misses, you know, and but I don't know, you know, whether or not I just feel like God was on our side. You know, because we just, like I said, I think that we as coaches, you know, and I know me, I spent a lot of time thinking about this opportunity for these seniors. And I just somehow I said, we got to find a way to take these kids off the field winners, you know. And I'll tell you what, a great moment for me, an amazing, you know, was taking our team down to the band. We've got a great band and we went down there and, you know, it was just a tremendous moment. You know, and these are moments like that. This is what it's all about. This is why you lift all the weights and you do everything that you do to experience moments like we did tonight. These guys will never, ever forget this. And it's just, golly, it's awesome.
After the season was over, the search for the next head coach of Charlotte football began. And to fans, it felt like a long and lengthy process. First off, Mike Hill mentioned interim coach Tim Brewster's interest in the Charlotte head coaching position. If you didn't know, from 2007 to 2010, Brewster was the head coach of the Minnesota Golden Gophers. He had a 15-30 overall record, his best season coming in 2007 when the Gophers finished 7-6, 3-5 in Big Ten conference play. They would go on to lose their bowl game to Kansas, but he was eventually relieved of his duties in four seasons after a 1-6 start with the Gophers. players began posting the hashtag #HireBrew on X, formerly known as Twitter. A few fans found this a little ironic, since some of the players who tweeted this, saying that they wanted Brew hired, had announced that they were entering the transfer portal at the end of the season. Many compared the idea of hiring Brew to that of hiring interim Aaron Fearn, who was chosen by his players, but a majority of his players left at the end of his season. As the searching continued, Bobby Petrino was a name that was brought up. He's a controversial figure and the former head coach of Louisville in Arkansas. It was later announced that he turned down the job, according to multiple sources. NC State defensive coordinator Tony Gibson would withdraw his name from the Charlotte coaching search. He was a name that was also thrown around. He would later be announced as the head coach of the Marshall Thundering Herd. According to Cameron Williams from the Charlotte Post, a friend of the podcast, the final candidates for the Charlotte head coaching job included Kerwin Bell, the head coach of Western Carolina, Trey Lamb, the head coach of Eastern Tennessee State, Tim Albin, the head coach of Ohio, and Tim Brewster, the current interim coach at Charlotte. And finally, it was announced the fourth head coach in Charlotte program history is Tim Albin. If there was somebody that the fans and donors were looking for, it was somebody with a winning pedigree, and Albin has exactly that. Last Saturday, he was busy winning the MAC championship against Miami of Ohio in a blowout victory, 38-3, making it the Bobcats' first conference championship since 1968. This season was Albin's third consecutive 10-win season and second MAC championship appearance in his tenure as the head coach of Ohio. He is also a two-time MAC Coach of the Year, earning the award this season and in 2022. Albin boasts 35 years of coaching experience and has a track record of producing results. In 1997, he took over the job as the head coach of the Northwestern Oklahoma State Rangers, his alma mater, and in only three seasons, he led the Rangers to an undefeated season and an NAIA Football National Championship. Albin was also named the NAIA Coach of the Year by Rawlings and the American Football Coach magazine. Before his 20-year stint at Ohio as offensive coordinator and running backs coach, associate head coach, and then finally head coach, Albin made stops coaching at Nebraska and North Dakota State. And this is an absolutely crazy factoid that I had to share. In the 130 years of Ohio Bobcat football, the program won 8 or more 12 times during Albin's time on staff, and just 8 times over the previous 110 seasons, according to Charlotte Athletics. Another crazy factoid that Agent 49 pointed out, Tim Albin won 30 games in the last 3 years at Ohio. Charlotte has won 30 games over the past 8 seasons. Wow, that's rough. And it seems that Albin knows how to retain and develop players despite the complexities of the transfer portal. In Agent 49's article on Albin, which I'll link below, he mentions that in 2023, the Bobcats lost 13 players to Power 4 conferences in the portal, and he still was able to achieve another 10-win season. Albin met with the team Monday morning at 8:30, followed by an individual player meeting, and then finally the introductory press conference at noon in Halton Arena. Here's what Albin said about finding the missing ingredient to lead the Niners to a winning culture.
I can't speak to the missing ingredient just yet. I'm still in the process of learning what's done well here and what we want to embrace, because I know there's a lot of things that have done well here. And what I can say to it is we're going to go to work, right? And from what I've seen today, this powerful room, the excitement, the band, it's passionate. It is motivating, and the resources of the city. There's huge potential. I'm not sure if I want to share exactly what how I worded it to Mike on the first Zoom call. But with this conference and this fan base, there's a huge ceiling.
I thought there were also some big takeaways at the press conference. Mike Hill made a statement, and I quote, "This guy to my left," referring to Albin, "won a MAC championship with a 1/10 of what our NIL is. And I'm telling you, we wouldn't want to play those guys," end quote. This is quite the interesting statement. We've heard a lot about Charlotte trying to adapt to the NIL landscape, but hearing that Charlotte has 10 times the resources than another Group of Five team is really interesting and puts a lot into perspective for fans. When Ashley Mahoney from Axios Charlotte asked if Charlotte would be going into the portal for a quarterback or developing somebody out of high school, Albin answered by saying, and I quote, "We are starting here first with that. I have a meeting here today that I'm very excited about," end quote. Many Charlotte football fans can tell that he's referencing the young Charlotte quarterback phenom, Deshaun Purdy, and his decision to stay with the program. There have been rumors that Purdy planned to stay despite the coaching changes. He was a Biff Poggi recruit, and we'll see if that reigns true if he decides to stay with Albin. Only time will tell. Charlotte is not the only North Carolina team to have a change of football leadership, and they sure aren't the only team in the American Conference. ECU fired Mike Houston earlier in the season and hired their interim coach, Blake Harrell, after he got off to a great 4-0 start. App State fired Sean Clark and hired South Carolina offensive coordinator Dow Loggains. UNC fired Mac Brown. They're still in the searching process, but Bill Belichick, former Patriots head coaching legend, is reported to be a front runner for the job. In the American Conference, Rice fired Mike Bloomgren and hired Davidson's head coach, Scott Abel. Tulsa fired Kevin Wilson and hired Trey Lamb from Eastern Tennessee State University. Temple fired Stan Drayton and hired Casey Keeler from Sam Houston State. FAU fired Tom Herman and hired Zach Kittley, the Texas Tech offensive coordinator. Some more news in the American Conference. Army won the American Conference Football Championship. The Black Knights secured a dominant win over Tulane 35-14 last Friday. This is their first year in the American Conference, and they're currently 11-1 overall, and they finished undefeated in conference. They'll face another American Conference foe, but not for conference record or anything, next week. It's the Navy-Army game next Saturday at 3 in Northwest Stadium, the home of the Washington Commanders. That is a classic game, and I'm excited to see it. Navy and Army were amazing this year, and that's always such a special game. Transitioning to Charlotte men's and women's basketball, both teams are off to a rocky start. Men's basketball is currently 4-3 overall. They lost back-to-back games to Long Island University and Eastern Tennessee State University. They will play Davidson on the road at 7 tonight for the annual battle for the Hornets' Nest. Charlotte fell 85-81 against the Wildcats last season. Charlotte is 31-19 all-time against Davidson. Last time Charlotte was on the road there at Davidson, Jackson Threadgill hit a massive buzzer beater to win the Niners the game and the Hornets' Nest trophy. Charlotte women's basketball is currently 4-5, coming off a close win against the Mercer Bears on the road, 43-42. They play Winthrop next Monday in Halton Arena. They have not had an easy non-conference schedule. They have played four Power Four teams, and as you know, that's Tamika Reed's first season as the Charlotte 49ers women basketball head coach. Some other Niner news: Charlotte men's soccer is back-to-back in the American Conference. They won the American Conference title for the second year in a row in Memphis. They beat FIU in overtime. Brigham Larson hit a miraculous overtime goal to send the Charlotte 49ers to the NCAA tournament for the second year in a row. The Niners played at NC State. They were able to tie the game up with less than 5 minutes remaining, but ultimately fell in the second half of overtime. I was there. It was such a good game. Just fell a little bit short, but I know they'll get them next year. Charlotte football alumni Larry Okunjobi was selected as the Steelers nominee for Walter Payton Man of the Year. The award recognizes players who excel on the field and demonstrate a steadfast commitment to create a positive impact beyond the game. Each of the NFL's 32 teams selects a player from the roster, and Okunjobi earned the Steelers nomination in 2024. As most of you know, Larry Okunjobi is a Charlotte 49ers legend, and we are so proud of him here. As always, thank you so much for listening to the episode today. Remember, Niners wear green on Wednesday, and they also listen to the Inside the Mind podcast. Thanks, y'all. Thanks for listening to Inside the Mine. Hit that follow button to stay updated on all things Niner Nation. You can find me on X at InsideTheMine49 and on Instagram at Drew_Fitzgerald. As always, picks up and roll Niners.